Welcome to the Microgreens World Podcast.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the deep dive. Yeah. You know, we always like to get into the nitty-gritty and really explore a topic.
Yeah, get our hands dirty.
Exactly. And today we're diving into something I think a lot of you are passionate about, and that's business independence.
Absolutely.
And get this, we're going to be looking at it through the lens of, wait for it, microgreens.
Microgreens.
I know. Sounds a little out there, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
But trust me on this one. We've got some fascinating research on startup success, and we found this really cool blueprint guide, actually, for microgreens entrepreneurs.
Okay.
But here's the thing. What we found in there applies to way more than just farming. We're talking universal principles here for any kind of independent business.
I love that.
Yeah. So to kind of set the stage a little bit, think about this. Less than 1% of small businesses in the U.S., they ever actually get venture capital.
That's a really tiny number.
Yeah, it is. So how do the rest of us make it? How do we actually find success when we're going it alone?
Right. Especially when you look at the startup failure rates, it can be a little discouraging.
Totally. In that first year alone, and you're looking at 20% of startups, they're just gone.
Yeah. And then by year five, it jumps up to 50%.
Mm.
It's tough out there.
It's really tough. And you know, some sectors, they're even more challenging.
Well, absolutely. Like tech startups, they've got about a 63% failure rate.
And then if you look at e-commerce.
Oh, even higher. You're looking at around 80%.
Wow.
And if you're brave enough to venture into the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency.
Dot boy.
Yeah, 95% chance it might not work out.
That's really taking a gamble, huh?
Yeah, big time.
So we've got these odds stacked against us. But here's where the research gets really fascinating. Turns out there's this one type of entrepreneur, and they are significantly more likely to make it, no matter what industry they're in.
It's true. And it's not about having a ton of money or the quote unquote, you know, perfect business plan. It's about what drives you. Why are you doing this in the first place? And the research shows that entrepreneurs who are driven by that deep desire for independence, for autonomy in their work, those are the ones that are really in it for the long haul.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
It does.
It's like that burning desire to be your own boss, to make your own choices, shape your own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to fuel you in a way that just, you know, money can't.
I think so, yeah. It's about passion and purpose, not just profit. And you know what? The data actually backs that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a full 92% of independent business owners, they say their quality of life is way better after they took that leap.
Wow, 92%. That's huge.
It's not just about keeping your head above water. It's about thriving.
Right, exactly. And that brings us back to those mighty microgreens, right?
Oh, yeah. How so?
I mean, think about it. These tiny little sprouts, they're packed with way more nutrients than their full-grown counterparts.
Yeah, they're little powerhouses.
They are. And I think maybe that's what makes this metaphor so powerful, right? It's not about the size of your business or how much you're raking in. It's about the energy, the resilience you bring to it. It's like concentrated power.
And that actually leads us to a really important idea for any independent business. It's what we call pivot power.
Pivot power. Okay. Yeah. Does that mean I got to be ready to switch up my microgreen crops like overnight?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
It's more about being flexible, being able to respond quickly, just like a microgreens farmer who's got to adjust to, you know, the weather, the growing conditions, things like that.
So being adaptable.
Exactly. Independent businesses, they can change direction. They can respond to the market so much faster than those big companies that are bogged down with, you know, bureaucracy and all that.
Right. It's about being nimble, being able to make those quick decisions, try new things, not being afraid to course correct if you need to.
I like that, course correct.
That takes a certain mindset, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. It's not just about being independent. It's about cultivating that mindset that lets you actually thrive in that independence.
I see what you mean.
It's like you don't just walk into the gym and suddenly bench press 300 pounds.
No, you'd probably hurt yourself.
Yeah, probably. You got to build up to it.
Train those muscles.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to talk about next, building that independence muscle.
It's like building that mental toughness, that ability to roll with the punches, you know, and actually learn from everything that comes your way, even the stuff that doesn't go as grand.
Right. It's almost like you start to, I don't know, kind of crave those challenges a little bit.
Yeah.
See them as a chance to get better, to sharpen your skills.
And that's where I think this whole idea of having a growth mindset comes in, right?
Absolutely. That belief that, you know, you're not stuck where you are. You can always learn more. You can always grow. And you do that through effort and experience.
It's like your potential is limitless.
Exactly. And that mindset, that's crucial for any entrepreneur, but especially if you're going the independent route.
You know, it's funny. Thinking about those microgreens again, I mean, those little guys, they have to overcome so much just to, you know, survive.
They do.
I mean, they need the perfect amount of light and nutrients and even airflow, right? It's like they embody that growth mindset just by existing.
That's such a good point. They're constantly adapting to their environment, pushing their roots down further, reaching for that sunlight.
Reaching for their dreams.
Literally. And just like those macrogreens, independent entrepreneurs, they have to be resourceful, adaptable, always looking for ways to get better.
So it's not like you're just born with this, like, entrepreneurial gene or something.
Right.
It's something you cultivate, you nurture.
Exactly.
But how do we actually, like, practically apply that to running a business?
Well, one of the most effective ways is through something called structured problem solving.
Structured problem solving. Okay.
Yeah. It's about moving beyond those, like, knee-jerk reactions and actually having a system for figuring things out.
So less, oh my God, my website crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And more like, okay, why did it crash? What steps can we take to fix it? And how do we make sure it doesn't happen again?
Exactly. It's about being proactive, not just reactive. And there are some really great tools out there to help with this. You mentioned journaling earlier, which is a fantastic way to track your decisions and, you know, see how things play out.
Right. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper.
Yeah. You get those thoughts out of your head and you can really start to analyze them.
And then, of course, there's meditation.
Oh, meditation. That can be huge for entrepreneurs. Just taking a few minutes each day to, you know, quiet your mind, focus on your breathing.
Yeah.
It can really help with stress, help you think more clearly, and get those emotions in check.
You know what? I've actually tried meditating a little bit myself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing how much it can help you, you know, recenter. Especially when you're feeling overwhelmed with everything going on in your business.
Totally. It can be a real game changer. And then, of course, along with journaling and meditation, it's important to regularly step back and look at your overall business strategy.
Right, because what worked last year might not be cutting it this year.
Exactly. The market's always changing.
You gotta be ready to adapt.
Exactly. Be willing to let go of strategies that aren't working, even if you're really attached to them before. And be open to trying new things, even if they feel a little uncomfortable at first.
It's kind of like our microgreens farmer, right?
Yes. So.
Experimenting with different growing techniques, seeing what works best.
You got it. That willingness to experiment, to learn from both the good and the bad, that's a huge part of having a growth mindset.
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to figure all of this out on your own.
Oh, good.
There are so many resources out there to help independent entrepreneurs. You've got online courses, workshops, mentorship programs, industry networks.
It's like building your own, like, entrepreneurial support system.
Exactly. Having a good network of mentors and peers can make a world of difference, especially when you're facing those tough moments where you feel lost or unsure of what to do next.
Right, because we all need that encouragement sometimes.
We do.
A little guidance, maybe even a little tough love now and then.
Totally.
But at the end of the day, building a successful independent business, it's a journey, right?
It is. It's not about reaching some finish line.
It's about constantly learning, growing, evolving.
And pushing yourself to be the best entrepreneur you can be.
It's almost like...
Like those microgreens, always reaching for the light, expanding their roots, finding new ways to thrive, no matter what's happening around them.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has.
And honestly, I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
I agree. There's still so much more to explore about this whole idea of independence and how those lessons from the microgreens world can really apply to our own entrepreneurial journeys.
We could talk about this for hours.
We could, but I think we should probably take a little break, come back refreshed, and then we can dive even deeper.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. It's really amazing how much we can learn from those tiny little microgreens about, you know, building a successful business.
And I keep thinking about this idea of, like, really cultivating the right mindset, not just to survive as an entrepreneur, but to actually thrive even when things are changing all the time.
It's all about resilience, isn't it?
Mm.
And being able to adapt and not just reacting to things, but being proactive, you know, taking control and shaping your own future.
Absolutely. Like those microgreens pushing through the soil, finding their way, adapting to their environment. It's like they're, I don't know, programmed for growth. They just overcome obstacles naturally.
I love that analogy.
And you know what? Our source material actually talks about this idea of transitioning from, like, just focusing on the day-to-day operations to something they call systems-based management. Yeah, that's a huge shift for any entrepreneur, but especially for those who are looking for that true independence. It's about working on your business, not just in your business, if that makes sense.
So it's not about, like constantly putting out fires and getting bogged down in all the little details. It's about creating systems and processes that, I guess, let the business run more smoothly, even when you're not, you know, micromanaging everything.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know, think of it like the difference between a technician and an architect.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
The technician, they're great at doing specific tasks.
Right.
But the architect, they're designing the whole structure, making sure everything works together seamlessly.
I love that. So as an independent entrepreneur, you're not just the chef in the kitchen, you're actually designing the kitchen itself.
Exactly. You're creating the systems, the flow, you're empowering others to contribute.
And that's crucial for independence, right?
Absolutely. It frees you from those like urgent tasks that are always popping up, you know?
So you can actually focus on the bigger picture.
Exactly. You can think strategically, come up with new ideas, and chase those opportunities that align with your long-term goals.
And that kind of reminds me of another big point our source made. Mm. It's about shifting from being a problem solver to becoming an opportunity creator.
Oh, that's a good one. It's like changing your whole perspective, right?
Yeah.
Going from reactive to proactive. So instead of just dealing with problems as they come up, you're actually out there looking for new ways to grow, to innovate, to make a real impact.
Just like those microgreens, not just surviving, but really thriving.
Yes.
They're not just sitting there passively taking what they get. They're actively seeking out the best light, the best nutrients, always pushing themselves to be their best.
They're little go-getters. And that proactive mindset, that's what sets apart those successful independent entrepreneurs. They're not content with just how things are. They're always looking to improve things, to innovate, to create something new and valuable.
And that all ties back to having that growth mindset we were talking about, doesn't it?
It does. That belief that you can always learn and grow, even when you hit roadblocks or face setbacks.
So even when things get tough, you don't get discouraged. You actually see it as a chance to, you know, get better and refine your approach.
It's like those challenges become valuable feedback, right?
Right.
They help you become more resilient, more resourceful.
You know, we've talked a lot about mindset, but our source also talks about making sure your actions match your values.
Oh, that's so important. They call it moving from revenue-driven decisions to value-aligned choices.
And I think when your business decisions are guided by what you truly believe in, your business becomes more than just, I don't know, a way to make money.
It does. It becomes an expression of who you are, what you stand for.
It's like those microgreens, each one unique with its own flavor and nutrients. It's like they're not just generic commodities. They're a reflection of the farmer who grew them, the care they put into it, their values.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And when you build a business that reflects your values, you attract those customers who share those values. You create these deeper, more meaningful connections.
So it's about building a business with soul, right? A business that aligns with your purpose, that makes a positive impact on the world.
Exactly. It's about creating something that not only sustains you financially, but also nourishes your soul. It contributes to something bigger than just yourself.
You know what? This has been such an inspiring deep dive. We've talked about mindset, the power of systems, the importance of aligning your actions with your values. It's been incredible.
It all comes back to that desire for independence, for creating something that's truly your own, that reflects your vision and your values.
So to everyone listening, as you're on your own entrepreneurial journey, remember those lessons from the microgreens, right? Be adaptable, be resilient, be proactive, and never stop learning and growing.
And most importantly, build a business that aligns with what you believe in, that allows you to thrive on your own terms.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.